33 straight NFL games.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good and bad.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rao Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Hey, 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 everyone. Time to settle in and listen to the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. It's your resident, Map of the South, Mob to Little Donna's, with my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia, and guest host, Rich Sister. Tonight, we ask the question, what do you do when life seems hopeless? We all have traveled the road where we feel all is lost and life is hopeless. Well, what do you do? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational quarter as well. So, let's do this.
It's a big bad world, but I ain't ashamed. I like the lights in my hand and the beat in my face. It's a big bad world, but I ain't ashamed. I like the lights in my hand and the
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom and Little Donna, or my two co-hosts, Rich Sister and Dr. Princess Odelia. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
How's it
going?
How
are you? Oh, just absolutely fabulous and peachy and all that great stuff. How about you?
Doing good. I'm glad you're awake tonight.
I am. CNN just left our office, so I'm really pumped right now. They did a live interview. You know, we just finished the auction this year, And I'm telling you, the Detroit properties, well, Wayne County properties, tax sale auction, went up like crazy. The property tripled. People were bidding. The bid last year, you can get a ton of properties for $500 and $600.
Yeah.
Those same properties this year, they were bidding $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 on mortgages that used to be $100,000.
Wow.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, well, we landed us some good things for my son. And it was just amazing. So CNN interviewed Herb Stratton to try to get Jay to do a segment of Detroit's turnaround or something on Sunday. Just amazing. And some people still bought property. A young lady just before it closed out bought a property for $800.
Wow.
And occupied. $800.
I don't have to tell
you
what I see. No.
Pardon?
Okay.
All right,
cool.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Wow.
Thank you.
Rich sister, what are you doing?
I don't know. She's doing something confusing me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It looks really nice. Thank you.
I can never talk about me. You can never talk about me.
But look,
what are you
like
doing?
Yeah. If you notice, though, she's so polite. I mean, whatever it is that she's doing, she's so polite.
Thank you so much. That's what he's doing. Thank you so much. Tell her, this is not the Jay King Network show. The Kings in the Morning, where, you know, they do everything live.
Rich sister, your mic is on. Your mic is hot. So we can hear everything that you're doing.
I just cut her off. She's not hot. I just cut her off.
Okay. Wow. Well, again, we'd like to say thank you and welcome everyone who's listening tonight. Mumbo B, we know that you're listening, so hello to you. And all of our other listeners, thank you again for joining us here. Our topic for tonight, we're talking about when you feel like your life is hopeless. Now, yes, Dr. Princess Adelia and I, we have covered this subject many times, but you know what? It can never be talked about enough because, let's just face it, the world isn't really getting better. It's getting tougher and tougher and tougher to try to even survive in this so-called society. So there are things that might happen where you just feel like you just want to throw your hands up and say, you know what, forget it. I've had enough. I'm checking out. So, again, no matter how many times we do this topic, I feel like we can never talk about it enough because there's always something that comes up. There's something we might hear in the news or one of our friends or family members or even ourselves might be going through something and we just need a little pick-me-up. What do you think, Dr. Princess Adelia?
Oh, man. Well, I believe the world is getting better.
Okay.
I think that what's taking place in the world is, you know how I feel, the process of transformation that brings us to our true purpose, that there is this global shift.
Mm-hmm.
An actual global shift in consciousness. Remember, I was talking about that starting in 2011, I think it was. I said,
right.
There's going to be a global shift in consciousness. And in order for that to take place, there's going to be a lot that we are going to have to deal with. It will seem derogatory, but that derogatory process is the necessary process for change. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that we are in the journey of transformation, and this is the name of the game, baby.
Right. And I remember in 2011 when we talked about this, it was the topic along the lines that we're talking about now, you mentioned that. So
mm-hmm.
it's just coming full circle around. And again,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, we do need to talk about it again so that we can keep uplifting and upbuilding and putting that positive energy out there. So that, you know, people don't just give up and lose hope. I mean, what was that? a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when the government shut down and so many people, you know, they still going to work, but they weren't getting paid. I had some friends that were in that situation, and it was like talking to them, because it didn't really affect me personally, but just seeing what they were going through, like, of course, even though you might be working, if you're not getting paid, the bills are still going to come. So, you know, one of my friends, she was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And so I was talking to her. I said, you know what? This is not going to last forever. And I was trying to help her appreciate that there are services out there that can help her until, you know, to get over that hump. And she, the pride thing got in the way. That pride thing is like, oh, no, I can never do that. I was like, honey, that's what it's there for. So when times like this happen, you tap into those resources. You need to put that pride aside because you've got mouths to feed. You've got a family. You've got kids to take care of. It's not time to try to be, oh, high and mighty. Get off your high horse and do what you need to do. And
I'm back,
I guess
lady.
And I guess me talking that way to her made, you know, the light bulb come on or something, and she got into action. She got into action, and everything's fine now. So we have to get, you know, yes, bad things are going to happen in life. Have your pity party, what it might be, but don't sit still too long. You got to get up and you got to act. Hey, Red Sister, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, my apologies.
That's okay.
No, I got a call and forgot to put myself on mute.
Well, you know what? Dr. Crystal Day and I, we were listening. You are so nice.
Yeah, but we know the truth, okay?
It's so nice.
Rich sister can't get with you, man. We know the truth.
It's just all polite. I was like, wow.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How's your week been?
Oh, week has been great. Week has been great. It was too funny. I was trying to call in last night, Dr. Princess, but it wasn't until almost near the end of the show I heard you wasn't even at the computer.
Oh, you said what? What was that?
No, last night. For your show last night. Mm-hmm.
You tried to call in last night. Oh.
Yeah, you weren't at the computer, so, you know, so you.
Man, we just had a conversation. That's what we did. I told her, she said, I knew something was missing. I said, yeah, there's no music because I got put out of my office.
Oh.
Lord,
well,
I had to leave.
I'm always the last one to leave. I'm always the last one to leave, and everybody had cleared the building except me. So the guards came up and they said, pardon?
I said, you keep getting put out and locked out places.
I know.
All the time. Yes.
Wow.
I like to work and do get it done, and, I'll do whatever I have to do. And they usually... Well, some places I can't even go back there anymore. They see me coming. It's like you can just feel the energy shift. They're like, oh, God. But anyways,
Well, Sister, I'm not sure how much you heard, but, you know, tonight's topic we're talking about how to overcome a hopeless life. And, you know, Dr. Rizzo and I, we've done this topic many times in different formats. And I made the comment, we can never do it enough, especially with the way things are today. It can never be talked about enough. We all need that one pick-me-up that's going to keep us going to the next day. So here we are. We're talking about it again.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we are, just to put you up to speed, well, Mom too said in the beginning that the world's not looking so hot right now, basically, and it's not good. And I said, I think it is good. I think it's excellent because we're in the process. We're in that journey of transformation. Sorry, guys, I was driving past a cop, and you're not supposed to have your phone up to your ear, so I had to put you guys down for a second.
We got all kinds of things going on tonight. Wow.
I want the siren to come and follow me.
Now, that would be something. We're doing a live show. We hear the sirens in the background, like, okay, I know it's not me because I'm at home.
And guess what, guys? The cops just flew past me and got the car directly in front of me. You see there? Exactly what I'm talking about. They just flew past me. I said, I saw those lights. I'm thinking, see, doggone it. I thought I'd put it down soon enough, but he didn't get me. He got flying down over.
Okay. Oh, okay. But back to what you were saying.
Yeah, back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by the cops. Okay, I believe, I know, this is annoying, that we are in the process of transformation to change. The same thing is happening across the spectrum in terms of even the government. President Barack Obama and what the things that he's implemented, yeah, it's going to be a second before we can really see the fruition of this sacrifice that we are all making in many different ways as it relates to the changes that President Barack Obama has done. So change always hurts. When he's doing, people think, oh, he's not doing this, he's doing a lot. I say just sit back and watch it unfold, because the things that he's implemented, the changes that he has implemented, at first you may not see all of the results that he has already determined, thus the point of him even making the changes that he has made, implementing the things that he has implemented, it'll take time. We don't like to see change. We don't like the process of change. Even in our spiritual lives, we're taught that anything that seems derogatory or negative is, in fact, a negative in a very bad way. When, in fact, the things that, for example, that we proclaim Satan to have control over, and we're, you know, bashing Satan and telling Satan to stop and declaring that, in many cases, I'll say in all cases and situations, it is in fact our duty and responsibility as powerful spirit beings and those who have been given all of the resources and tools to make things happen in a great way. It is our duty to not denounce it until you have accepted it and understand that it is all a part of your transformation, or the thing that you're seeking for, the positive thing you say you want in your life. Instead of saying, you know, I bind you up, how about what am I to experience in this moment now? Ask life, i.e. God, that. What am I to experience in this moment? Get the experience and embrace it, so that we can change, we can stop complaining. Otherwise, you know, we end up in the same revolving door in our spiritual life, in the natural sense of things, as it pertains to us in our growth and development, in our families, in our communities, in our finances, in our mental state, in our physical state. We are knocking what is our truth instead of embracing it, so that we can actually realize the change that we desire so much, quote unquote.
Right. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and give us your thoughts or comments about what your opinions on what we're talking about tonight. Dr. Principal Delia, something that you mentioned when you were talking about Barack Obama and the changes that he's making, that's something that I think all of us have in our nature. We do not like change. We just really don't like change unless we're used to changing all the time. And the one thing that I see about people getting upset with him is he refuses to let anybody bully him into making making rash decisions or doing something that he feels is not right. He is the first person that I've known since I've been on this earth that refuses to be bullied by anybody. And this makes people mad. It makes them completely upset. Like, what do you mean you're not going to do what I want you to do? He puts his foot down. He goes, you know what? I'm not doing that. And it makes people, seriously, the whole thing about the government shutdown, it was because he refused to back down. He refused to be bullied by these other politicians. He's like, this is the way it's going to be, and if you don't like it, so be it. So they figured, okay, we're going to shut the government down. He was like, go ahead, do it.
Like, go ahead, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. I'm good.
Right.
You know, love it. I love it.
I love it, too, because he's standing up for what he feels is right. And when he does make a mistake, he apologizes. But when that man knows in his heart, in his soul, that he's making the right decision, he does not back down from it. And I like that. And that makes people so mad.
I love it. In fact, I think it's what people think is as obstinate that he has, which is not obstinate. It's just he is a conscious being, I believe, is following how he's guided. And in spite of all the adversities that are just a part of that wonderful train, he stands firm. And he does, and I love it. I love it.
Yes. And people just do not know how to respond to someone that strong. And that he is a leader. He is a true leader. And they really don't know how to react to it. So the only reaction they do have is, okay, I'm just going to get mad. I'm going to pout like a big kid. And that's what...
Pretty much.
And he's like, pout on. Go over there in the corner if you want to. Have your tantrum, and when you're ready, we can talk.
I love it. And he's not up for small talk either. He's not gonna. He doesn't give you play by play of what he's doing, and that's how you're supposed to do in your journey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what really is really interesting is people are so quick to point out what they feel is everything he's doing wrong, and they forget all the good that he's done. He's in the office.
Yep.
They're so quick to be that fair weather friend. I'm like, wow, this is y'all. You people crazy.
Yep.
Well, Rich, is there anything you like to say?
Well, I just echo everything that you're saying. I just think he's awesome. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I really, what we don't realize, and I will preach this until I'm out of here. Hey, we have to really embrace what we are in this life experience. As powerful spirits, we have so much power. We've created this whole dynamic. And in our creation, it is also, in the creation of everything that's happening, our energy is so relevant. Our thoughts are so relevant. We have to really understand that. If you like it, do something about it.
Right.
Stand up for it, and you can do that by visioning, creating vision. And when you do that, that energy will pass along not just in your home, but in your community, in as much as the world. I don't know if I ever shared this, but let me tell you, when I vision helping billions of people reach their life's purpose, and I always say one of my inspirer was Michael Jackson, that one man inspires billions of people in the world with music, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you what I found to be, what I found to be so was that as we are, or should be, embracing who we are, we can shift and change the world. When I was a little girl, it was not a little girl. I'm sorry. You know what? I got distracted because, please pardon me. I pulled up to my house and I saw these cars and I didn't know why they were there. You know, when you have kids that are, you know, I have a 21 and a 17-year-old, so imagine that, you know, there's always people in my house. So anyway, I was distracted for a moment. I started talking about when I was a little girl. It had nothing to do with what I was saying. Okay, so just a few years ago, in the midst of my journey and my life transformation, I visioned helping billions, little old me. I was in my home, and I would meditate every morning. I still do that, but I would meditate, and in my mind, just think of people really saying my name and for the purpose of the vision of true purpose attained for billions, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, in doing that, when somebody who I met one time was asked for an interview to be done for him,
okay,
I met this
there.
Man. Yes, yes.
Hold your thought. Let's bring this caller in. Let me see who this is real quick. Caller, you're on with Ladies First Radio. Who is this?
Hey, ladies. Good evening.
Hey, Momo B.
Good evening.
Hi.
I had to raise my hand. I've been on the phone from the start, but I had to raise my hand. I had to raise my hand because I can't take it.
Before you say that, can I just finish my last sentence? That's it.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, I cut her off. I thought you guys wanted to talk. I cut her off. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Is Momo B still on?
Okay.
Yes. Well, hello, everybody. How you doing?
Good.
I don't know. Can you please repeat the
QOD?
Because somehow I lost it. I don't know. I know what it was. But then all of a sudden I got distracted. I don't know where it went. But
can I just finish
saying
what I wanted to say so that I could make the point and then everybody would know what I was talking about? One thing. Jay, before you mute me, then my sister can talk. I just want to say something. Now listen, this is the point. This is a good point I'm trying to bring about the power that we have, because we were talking about how the state of the world is, and I'm talking about how we have the power to change this instead of looking at it in a derogatory way, how we have the power to shift things. So this is what I said. When I made that declaration every morning by myself, I'm saying that a man that I met one time, he was offered an interview on television, and instead of him taking it, he said the first person who popped up in his head was me. I didn't know him from anything, but I knew that because I popped up in his head because of my vision and my intention, as it was made intentionally, consistently, it caused for him to say, I need to get in touch with this woman right here who he didn't even know anything about. So I'm saying that to say this, that I don't care what anybody says. We have the power to change what we call as negative, and we ought to embrace where we are now in this world, in your life, so that you yourself can come to your fulfillment and truth. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Drop the mic.
Okay.
Go ahead, my friend.
Momo. Momo, if you
can. Yes.
Hold your comment
question.
For us.
Can you repeat the question? Because I know we lost.
Okay. We have to go to our break.
World views, world politics, world this, world that. And I forgot what the question was.
Okay. Well, Momo, we do have to go to break. But don't hang up on us, okay? Stay with us. And when we come back from break, we're going to get you on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We will be right back. We have to go to a break of the evening. Sit tight.
Hi, this is Moms of Little Donuts with your fitness and health tip for the week. Question, who are the best breast experts? It's not your doctor. Guess what? It's you. The truth is, you are the best first line of defense when it comes to reducing your risk of developing breast cancer, no matter what age you are, male or female. By making smart choices and becoming your own best health advocate, you can fight breast cancer. First step, you need to educate yourself. Contrary to popular belief, having large breasts, wearing underwire bras, or using hair coloring doesn't really seem to affect your risk. Genetics and lifestyles, though, does play a factor. So, educate yourself. Also, learn your family's medical history. Knowing what types of cancer runs in your family can really be a lifesaver. Most important of all, though, you gotta do your self-examination. Most cases of breast cancers were found by women who did their own self-exam. Also, you gotta eat a balanced diet and don't forget to exercise. Research shows that working out boosts your breast health. So again, educate yourself, learn your family's medical history, do your self-exam, eat a balanced diet, and exercise. By doing a combination of all of these things, it can really lower your risk for breast cancer. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Now, if you just now join us, we have Rich Sister, Dr. Chris Odelia, and Momo B came in, you know, 5 minutes before the break. But we're talking about having, when you feel hopeless in life. And we're sort of jumping around the topics, and we started talking about Barack Obama and all the good that he's doing, and people getting mad at him because he refuses to be bullied. And it all goes with our topic, in a way. It all circles back around. But Momo B.
It don't circle back around all that stuff I heard. I was like, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. I mean, we can make it circle back around, but it's going on the wrong path.
We're going to circle back around somehow. We're going to get it back on track.
I was like, wait a minute. Hopelessness. Yeah. Then I don't know what. But, yes, I like this topic. I like this topic because I have read a lot about it, and I even went through it myself to a certain extent. Where you just get to a point where you just feel tired. Like, you try, and no matter how much you try, it seems like something somewhere pushes you back, and you keep pushing, and you get where you want to be, and then something happens, and it doesn't only push you back one or two steps. It pushes you way back. That's when you start to get that hopeless feeling, like, wow, wow. And when you look at your life and be like, I thought this year, because, you know, every year you try to grow and make it better. You're like, oh, yeah, next year's going to be my year, because I always claim year. I'm like, yeah, that's going to be my year. I'm going to do this. And then something could happen. One thing could happen. And it spirals down and takes you back. And you just think, it's all mental. You just think, wow, this was supposed to be my year. So now because this one thing happened, like say you lost your job, this one thing happened that creates a domino effect. You lost your job. Now you can afford the things that you're used to, the things that you like, you know, normal things. That you, it was your normal way of living. You can't do that anymore. Not at this moment. So instead of taking it as a little setback, you know, no big deal. I went through this before, ups and downs, you know, you got your highs and your lows in life, the good and the bad, the peaks and the valleys. But instead of saying that, okay, this is just a low right now, I'm going to get back on top, you tend to think like, wow, I can't believe it. It's such a crush to you because it's like the biggest thing, like money is big. If you lose that money, now you feel sad for yourself. You want to be, you have your self-pity, you thinks, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Hey, you know, things may happen. Like, you know, your bill is not getting paid, which makes everything worse. But the whole thing is you can't let your problems get you down. No, I should really rephrase that. You shouldn't let your problems keep you down. It can get you down, yes, but don't let it keep you down, you know? You got to feel it, acknowledge it, learn from it, which is the biggest thing, and then let it go. And when I say learn from it, that means to actually learn from it and learn how to do things better the next time. Whatever you did wrong that got you that position, do better. Let's say you were late for work every day. When you get your new job, don't be late. Be on time, because you know what happens when you're late every day. You know, a lot of things that happen in our life, if we have a choice. A lot of them, if it's outside of sickness, you know, sickness, you don't have no choice. If somebody's sick in your family or that's your this battle that you're going through, that's the struggle, you don't really have a choice in that. But you can make the best of it, you know. If you have a sick family member, you can make that person feel good. Just do some happy things. But outside of sickness, like all that other stuff, you have a choice. You have a choice if you want to be late every day to work and get your butt fired. And you have a choice how long you're going to be unemployed. People say, oh, jobs are hard to find, jobs are hard to find. No, jobs are not really that hard to find. It's just maybe not be the job you want.
Right.
Maybe it's not the job that you want. You can find a job. And if it's not a job that makes that you make enough to pay your bills, then you might have to get more than one of those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But there are jobs out there. So instead of feeling sorry for yourself and talking about the white man and how the economy sucks, that's why you can't find no job, that's why you don't got no money, that's why you can't pay your rent, that's why you're in a shelter. No, back up. You can find a job so you can pay your bills,
mm-hmm.
so you keep your place, so you won't be in a shelter, so you will have your car, so the people won't be looking for your car, so you'll be hiding your car. You can do that by making the right choices. You know, ups and downs. There are going to be some times you make the wrong choice and end up in certain positions, but you got to learn from that. And that's the key, learning and doing it differently the next time, because there will be a next time. There's always an up and there's always a down. It's not one. You're not going to go through it once in your life, like, oh, I went through this and I'm done, da-da-da. No, you're going to have plenty of ups and downs, plenty of them, but you got to learn how to ride that ride. That's all you got to do. You got to learn.
Mm-hmm. I like the way that, MLB, you mentioned that you feel tired. When you get to that point where, you know, you feel hopeless, you're tired. And that is so true. And like I mentioned at the onset of our show, we've all been on that journey. Some of us might still be going on that journey right now where we just feel like throwing our hands up and just saying, you know what, I give up. And you do feel tired. You feel tired because you feel like you're fighting every step of the way, and it feels like everything is against you. But like you said, it's a mental thing. We can't give up. We really can't, because it's, when we're right about to give up, that's when we break through to the other side. And so many people, they don't understand that when they throw in the towel, they were right there at breaking through to the other side. You can't give up. You just have to push a little harder and keep pushing and keep pushing.
Sure do.
Miss Sister, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, definitely you're gonna feel defeated for a while, but you just gotta muster up that strength and that courage. Definitely me, I definitely turn to God's word.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You gotta read me some Romans 8:28, remembering that it all works out for the good.
Right,
I know it don't
right.
feel good right now as you're going through it, but you just got to believe that it's, you know, just like I've been saying, it's just don't give up, because you're this close. So many people, they got this close and gave up.
Right.
They were just on the edge. But we got to know to not give up no matter what we face.
Right. Dr. Crystal Daniel, are you still with us? Dr. Crystal Daniel, if your phone is on mute, unmute yourself.
Hey, careful what you ask for.
And Jay, if you got her, unmute her so she can talk to you. Because he be playing around with the switchboard. He be just cutting people off just because he can. But 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. Earlier today, I was actually talking to a friend, and in talking with him, he said he was thinking. And I could see in his face, I was like, well, what were you thinking about? And he started telling me, you know, all the stuff. He was really deep in thought about all the so-called bad decisions that he had made, you know, in his past. And it was all negative. And I was like, wow, you really need to listen to our show tonight, because he's at that point where he just feels like right now life is just hopeless for him. Okay, who is Dark Princess Day? Is that you?
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
You know.
All right, Dr. Prince O'Dea, whoever you're talking to, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, guys. It's me. You know what? I accidentally left my key in my...
Okay.
My house key. And I actually left my house key in my suit jacket that I had on yesterday. And I'm trying to get in my house. And... you would think that I had a home with five wings. These children won't come and open the door for me. That means something's going on.
Uh-oh.
It's
well,
my
they...
Open the door, please.
Their life might be, might be about to be a little hopeless.
All right, so what were you saying about the guy, your guy friend who has a problem? I didn't hear that.
Oh, you know, he was just going through telling me, you know, all the decisions that his bad decisions he made in his past has got him to where he is now, where he just feels like he just, like life is just being too rough on him. And so in talking to him, I was like, wow, you really need to listen to our show, because he's at that point where he feels like, you know, it's a hopeless cause. Why should he go on? I'm like, okay, you're focusing everything on the negative, but what about all the positive that you have gone through? I mean, yeah, you made some really bad decisions in the past, but look where you are now. You're turning your life around. You're trying to do better. And he goes, yeah, but every time I feel like I'm going one step forward, I get thrown two steps back. I'm like, no. That's all a mental thing. That's what that negativity, that's what it wants you to think. You got to stay on positive. You got to stay positive with it. Look at everything that you're doing. Look at all the people that you've helped, telling your story, your journey of, you know, your life. And he goes, yeah, you're right. So hopefully he is listening right now to the show, and he's getting some inspiration from all of us ladies. So I don't know.
Yeah, because I tell you, you just don't want to get too...
What was that?
Well,
oh, go ahead.
Sister was talking, so I was going to let her talk.
Rich sister, what were you going to say?
Oh, yeah, because it's too easy to just get trapped in those, get trapped in negativity.
Because
you don't want to reach the point of no return. Making decisions where you can't come back from. So, literally. You know, so that's why we really got to stay focused.
Right.
And be able to see the positive things that's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Prisley, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that we have to really be very mindful of the things that we go through and know that they are positive things in spite of how we may look at it at first. And so that we can appreciate. Yes.
You're cutting in and out. I didn't hear the last part of what you said. You were cutting in and out.
Well, I said that we have to really appreciate the things that we do go through and
let's not join the bandwagon of negativity. It's like in our society, we get excited about the negative. Get excited about the negative. You know, we have pity parties and we all talk about the negative. And that's because if we really knew, if everyone really knew how powerful they were, they would make different choices in that regard. Absolutely, they would make different choices in that regard. So, I just what I wanted to say.
Right. Mama B, any more, further comments?
Yes. He's just, what he has to do is take that negativity that he feels and turn it into a positive. What he should do is whatever's bothering him, he should like create a goal, and he'll see that the steps he takes to reach that certain goal would be so much greater than sitting there complaining about what is going wrong. Make steps going towards what you want out of this situation. Whatever he wants out of the situation, he got to make steps leading towards that. And as he takes each step, he would focus on the positive part of his walk rather than what happened negatively in that same walk. There's always a positive and a negative with every stride. You know, you may say, oh, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer to my goal. I'm getting closer to the finish line. That's the positive part. The negative part could be, but I'm so tired, I'm thirsty. You know, when you focus on that negative part, it takes you a little bit longer to get to the positive, you know, to focus on the positive. So forget about the negative part. Forget about that. Because if you want to see something negative in everything you can find, even if you're at the happiest part of your life, today was such a great day. It was so great today. I did this, I did that, I did this. I even found $5. It was so good. It was so good. However, if I wanted to pick out a negative part, I bet you I could find something negative to happen in this fantastic day I had. But you can't focus on that negative. You can't. There's always something negative. There's always going to be. Also, there's always going to be. You got to focus on the positive. Focus on the positive and let that build towards where you want to go. That's the thing people forget. People forget that all the time because it's so easy. It is very much easy to be negative. It is so easy. And especially if that's where you want to be. I used to be that negative person. I used to be, and it was so easy. It was so much harder for me to be a happy person. It was too much. It was just easy for me to be negative because, I could be negative about everything, every little thing. It probably don't even have nothing to do with me, and I will point it out and be mad about it. Well, why do I care that that's over there? Well, who put this over here? That has nothing to do with me. It's not even my desk. But I'm questioning why that's over there. I don't care. Let it go. It's none of my business. But it's just the type of person that I was. I always was looking for the negative. When you start looking for the positive, I used to think that it was harder. But now, I see it's not really that hard to be positive. I was so used to being negative. It was different for me. It was harder for me because I was so used to being the way that I was. Now it's different. It's all about the way you think, your thought process. That's what it is, and that's what holds us. That's why everybody always says, the richest people, the smartest people always say, you hold yourself back. The only person in your way is you, because that is so true. You can change. Certain things in life, you cannot change right now, but you can always make tomorrow better than it was today. Always. No doubt about it.
Right. The one thing is, that you and Dr. Prince Odelia, you both mirror each other in your comments and saying that with negativity, it is so much easier to be negative. I mean, you can turn on the news, turn on the radio. Are you ever going to hear anything good? Maybe once in a while you might hear something good about, you know, someone did something in the community. But it's mostly negative stuff that's being portrayed on the news, TV, internet, whatever it might be. Because that's what sells. It's like people rather be miserable and listen to negativity than be uplifted and have positivity come into their life. And it's just beyond me. I don't even listen. I hate listening to the news now. I turn it on to see what the weather's going to be, then I turn it off. Because there's nothing good on
yeah,
there.
It's depressing.
Yeah.
It's depressing to me.
Yeah.
I don't even watch the news.
Yeah, because I don't see how people can sit and watch CNN all day.
Mm-mm.
I just get my little tidbits, like, online. I only read so much where I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Right. And it's funny because I have some friends that ask me, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? I'm the last to know. As big as social media is, I'm the last person to know what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay. That when did that happen? Because I don't know. I really don't. And they're looking at me like, where do you live underneath a rock somewhere? Like, no. I just don't listen to that stuff. Someone has to tell me because I refuse to listen and just filter my mind with all that crap. That's what it is. I mean, I have better things to do than just sit around and just listen to negativity all the time. I don't even want to be around a person that's all they want to talk about is everything bad that's going on. I'm like, okay, so, hey, you woke up this morning. That's a good thing. And they'll come back and say, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, see. No one wants to be around someone that's negative. They really don't.
Nope. Because they bring you down, too. They try. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really affect your spirit if you're hanging around somebody that's negative or if you sit next to somebody. I used to sit next to this lady, and she was just mad and grumpy about everything. And I used to say to myself, my goodness, was I like that? Like, I always, because you remember, I used to be the mad one. So I used to say, dang, was I like that? Did people really, because I wanted to say, why don't you just go home with your mad self? Go home. Don't come to work like that. You're just bringing the whole department down. You're just so mad. People don't want to talk to you. People don't want to walk by you. People want, because you always got something mean to say. You're just nasty. So then I was thinking, was I like that? Was I that bad? I don't think I was that bad, because people still like me. Nobody likes her.
And on that note, we do have to go to our last break of the evening, but stay tight. We will be right back.
If someone came to me now and said that I was just diagnosed, I would say it's really going to be okay.
There's hope. There's so much hope. Just hold on to the hope. You can make it. You'll be okay. You can get through this. This too shall pass. It's not fatal for everybody.
Get informed. Get involved. Get your treatment. And then join the rest of us in the fight.
It's actually been a positive experience. I look back and think, oh gosh, I could write a book on this and how cancer saved my life. I just have so much to be thankful for. I'm more grateful for the people around me who have been so supportive. I had no idea I had so many friends until the cards started coming. And it was just wonderful to see people reaching out and caring so much.
Sometimes when I'm off the line and I get the opportunity to be in a different little area where I'm kind of off to myself, I dance. And they say, look at her, she's over there dancing. But if I had the chance to sit it out or dance, I think I dance. That's my motto.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get in the fight. Take a loved one to have a mammogram done today.
I had so, baby, I caught you for the
that you change your mind. For the rest of my life, you know I'm gonna be yours. For the rest of my life.
Now we are back to our final call of Ladies First Radio Show. Hello, ladies. We've come to our close. Dr. Crystal Delia, very quickly, what would you like to close us out with?
I would like to close everyone out with this. Remain positive. Know that you have so much power. The power is truly in your hands. When you talk about the state of the world, state of your community, state of your life situation, etc. Always know this, that it's up to you to vision it in a very positive light so that you can actually experience the change that you so desire. If you continue to speak negative, then that's what you're feeding. You're feeding into the result that you claim that you are not favoring. So my word is, I invite you to embrace your experience, put some love on it, experience the change that was designed for you to experience, move on, and be happy.
There you go. Rich sister, what would you like to close us out with?
Just remember, just always keep positive thoughts. Just remember, it'll get better. You just got to really, truly, truly believe that things will get better, or else, like I said before, you're just going to remain down in the dumps. But you got to always, always stay positive. Know that
right.
God is there for you.
Right. Momo B, we have about 50 seconds left before we have to shut it down. What would you like to close us out with?
I would like my closing words to be, the errors you make in today's good times creates tomorrow's bad times, and the wise things you do in today's bad times create tomorrow's good times. It's all about making mistakes and learning from it. We do it when we're a baby, adolescent, teenager, adult. We make mistakes and we learn from it. That's what life is about, ups and downs.
That's right. And on that note, thank you, ladies, for joining us here on Ladies First Radio. Rich Sister, Momo B, Dr. Crystal Day, and myself. We want to tell you all, our listeners, good night. We love you all. Bye.
We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Radio Network.